Farm mit In the Wild. Und schön mit Mellotron-Spur am Schluss. Nice.
Nice.
Nice Mellotron.
Schön.
Harm heißt die Band. Sie schreiben sich mit Doppel-A in der Mitte, damit man sie besser googeln kann. Und das eben war ihr Stückchen In the Wild. Eins von bisher drei veröffentlichten Liedern. Ein paar Stücke mehr werden sie heute Abend auf die Bühne bringen. Beim Flux FM Bergfest. Sompratel, die deutsch-australische Band, wird dort auch spielen. Die Herrschaften, die Band Harm ausmachen, die Band, die wir gerade hörten, die haben es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Jen Davies, Chris McIntosh und Ollie Gorman sind hier. Hello.
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 Hello. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Very good. Indeed.
Thank you. Where are you coming from, actually? You come from Liverpool directly, or?
We flew from Manchester.
Flew from Manchester.
Okay. So you took a small trip to Liverpool. There's no direct flight from Liverpool to Berlin.
I think there is. Yeah, but just not on yesterday.
Not on the day.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So welcome to Flux FM. It's good that you're here.
I mean, firstly, we got a bus, and then we got a...
Thing is, you have to buy the ticket first. It's a bit complicated.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about music. Let's talk about the beautiful songs that you've released up until now. It's like three released songs, and there's more to come, I bet. You must be working on new music.
We've just released a new single.
Uh-huh.
It's called Endangered Species. It's on Spotify now.
Cool.
So you can find that.
Yes. We had a good time recording that. We recorded it at Real World Studios.
Uh-huh.
Which with a guy called Steve Osborne, who's worked with loads of amazing people.
Oh, wow.
Like Happy Mondays and Elbow. So, yeah, we had a great time there. And it's just a studio in the middle of nowhere and in the countryside. So it was good.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard of that studio. The Real World?
Real World. Real World. It's owned by Peter Gabriel.
Ah, that one. Now I remember. It's a fucking famous studio.
It's very famous.
Nice. And now that you say it, I have pictures of it in the back of my head. It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's got big, like,
incredible.
Lake.
It's like in the middle of the water or something.
And then
floors are made out of glass and something.
Crazy. We actually bumped into Van Morrison when we were there.
Hi, Van Morrison.
Hello, Van.
Not the happiest of chaps, really.
He was very miserable, and we got told not to like say hello or take a photograph,
okay,
because he has the power to just say, "I need these people off the premises."
Okay, cool.
Because he's Van Morrison, and we're Harm.
I mean, things could change in the future. You never know, right?
We'll pick him up.
Sorry, Van, you've got to fuck off, mate. You've got to go.
Did you just ask me something? Too late for you on this premise. So I've read that you met in a bar. You were like fans of each other's projects, and you started thinking about doing your own project. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, oh, let's write a few songs and then we'll see if we want to give those songs to other artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and be like the people in the back who make the money while others do the singing.
That was the idea, yeah.
Yeah. But when did you realize that you should do the stuff on your own with your own band?
After, like, the first song that we did. I think, to be honest, we just had the idea of getting in the studio together. There wasn't really, like, a clear goal at all, and we stumbled upon this sound that we really liked, and we thought, oh well, let's just, you know, put it out online, and then from that it's kind of progressed, and here we are. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the modern fairy tales.
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
No, I mean, really, those are the modern fairy tales that are happening to bands. They'd be like, let's put out that song on Spotify, and all of a sudden labels want to contact you.
So many labels, managers, journalists.
Block party phoned in and you want to support us.
Exactly,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy, But I'm pleased because the idea to do it, it was like 4 a.m. in a bar and we were really drunk on tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those ideas that you have when you're drunk and you never do it. When you wake up, you forget about it.
It's called a Schnapsidee.
Genau. So this time we were like, let's do it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's actually do it.
Yeah.
And we did, and now here we are in Berlin having a great time.
It's great. I mean, and then what happened after the whole attention was on you guys and you had this one song? I mean, it must be crazy. It must be kind of, it's like the second album for a slightly bigger band, you know?
Yeah.
Do the second song now. Oh, fucking hell.
Well, we were lucky because we had a few songs that we'd already recorded.
Okay.
And then we signed up to the with a management company, a good manager, Colin, if he's listening, hello. And the second song, which was In the Wild, which he just played, kind of got like double the attention and double the plays on Spotify. So it was nice to, because we were a little bit like, well, what if nobody liked this one? Yeah. And to be honest, we're like that now with the next one, because it's like the third
release from now on. We would just be like, yeah.
But I mean, there's no shame in being a one-hit wonder. That's what I sometimes think. Because all the people that are complaining, like, your band is a one-hit wonder, most of them are no-hit wonders, you know? They've never had even one hit, so shut the fuck up! I've read about sets, live sets, that consist of like 7 or 8 songs. Mm-hmm. So how far are you now? How many songs have been written? How many songs are you presenting live tonight?
7, because we're going to do 7 songs tonight. Yeah, we have a bass player who comes with us, who's actually Ollie's brother.
Yeah,
so he makes up the band. And
is he coming tonight?
Oh yes. He's downstairs. Okay. Yeah, he's just lying down.
He's just having a drink.
We're family, right? Yeah, you have to do the interview. Is he elder brother or younger brother?
Older brother.
Yeah. He can decide, No, but I think it's a brilliant idea to get 2 brothers to do the rhythm section,
exactly. Yeah,
we played in a band for many years before, so we're very close.
Nah, that's an advantage. That's an advantage. If the bass player and the drummer, they have the same heartbeat.
In. Yes,
locked in.
And then the two singers, a brother and sister as well. or are we married? The White Stripes?
It's too complicated.
It's too complicated.
It might be illegal as well. The family structure might be legal. Jetzt haben wir einiges gelernt schon von Harm aus Liverpool. Die haben sich in der Kneipe getroffen und haben erst gedacht, sie schreiben für andere Bands mal ein paar Hits. Dann haben sie aber gemerkt, das Lied passt viel besser zu uns als zu irgendjemand anderen. Haben das Ding rausgebracht auf Spotify, Blockparty haben angerufen und haben gesagt, komm, spielt mal ein Konzert mit uns. Und so ging das jetzt immer weiter. 7, 8 Songs sind fertig und die werden heute Abend auf die Bühne gebracht im Fluxbau. Einen Song hören wir hier nochmal, und zwar die allererste Single, mit der alles losging, und dann quatschen wir auch noch ein bisschen mit der Band Harm aus Liverpool, die hier zu hören sind mit Foxglove. Harm mit Doppel-A in der Mitte und ihr Stückchen Foxglove auf Flux FM. Jen, Chris und Olli sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Ein weiteres Mitglied der Band ist schon unten im Fluxbau und bereitet da alles vor für ihre Show heute Abend. Neben der Band Harm übrigens auf der Bergfestbühne heute die deutsch-australische Formation Some Partell. Have you met Some Partell already, the other band?
No, they're not there. They're still not here.
Oh, yeah. Musicians, right?
Never.
Come on. We had this appointment for... come on. It's, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I love the single that we've just listened to, and I love the way that the beat carries the whole song, mm-hmm. and carries the listener through the song as well. You know, you're nodding your head all the time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the way you compose that song. How do you work on songs? Do you start with the beat, for example, because this song really sounds to me as if the beat, the idea for the beat was there first and then the rest built
that. I'll tell you about that song, because that was the original riff, the main bit was something that I had, you know, before the band, and then I played it to Jen and Ollie. Mm. We kind of already had that beat, and then we wrote a chorus together, and then we kind of really enjoyed how that beat made you feel, and how so we, the next song, then we went, well, let's start with that beat, so that's kind of started with Foxglove, and then we went took it from there.
But then the one we've just put out was completely different, because we started with the keys sound, and then we kind of work from there. So we don't really got a set way of working.
Cool. So next song, you'll start with the lyrics.
No, never start with the lyrics.
I don't know.
No. But let's talk about the lyrics as well. The lyrics of that song that we've just listened to, because there's, when you listen to it for the first time, you get the feeling that it's like a feel-good song, you can dance to it, but there's a political dimension to it. And it's like, there are some experiences are woven into that song, and they do have to do with the political situation in England nowadays.
We actually wrote the lyrics the day after the Conservative government got elected again. So the lyrics, it was like literally the next
after
day.
After Theresa May was...
When David Cameron.
Ah, okay.
And it was like after 4 years, you vote again, and then he got elected again. Yeah. And we were just like, fucking
hell. I think
it was
like frustration. And I guess it's nice to be able to channel it into something like this.
Yeah. And I mean, the times that we live in, those are good times for protest songs,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a good time to think about if you want to be an artist, an activist, or an artivist.
An artivist.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
The Dead Prez, you know, the Dead Prez.
It's bigger than him.
Yeah. They were here a few years ago, and they told me about that. Their idea of being an artivist. You have to combine the being an artist with your opinion and your political views and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that? Is that something part of your agenda, or was it just that one song and...
No, it's pretty well. We never really have a set agenda, you know. Obviously, we wrote the lyrics because it was fresh in our minds, that, and it just happened. So we felt really strongly about it.
Yeah, it was something we all felt strongly about, and but I think it wasn't. I think it's quite a subtle.
That's what I love about it, actually, because you can listen to that song and forget about the political dimension it has. That's a good thing too.
Yeah,
but then you can reach people who danced to that song for a few years and then realized, oh, there's a political dimension to it.
I mean, we try and think about, you know, we try and dig deep for lyrics. Like, the lyrics to In the Wild, I really enjoy them. Like, I think they're really sad. Yeah. It's like the story it's a story of, like, you know, two people who grow old together, and then one of them has to watch the other one die because that's just life and that happens. And then how he or she kind of deals with living the rest of their life after their partner of 50 years has died. And I actually remember, hope you don't,
no,
Jen doesn't kill me. Like, when me and Jen wrote the lyrics around the piano, like, Jen actually started crying during the second verse.
Good sign, though.
Second verse makes me so emotional.
It does, you know. It's good. If you can't turn yourself on in the studio, then you're not going to turn anybody else on.
That's true.
So, you know, we take it quite seriously.
Yeah, and I really think it's a good idea to put information into the songs on a subtle basis, and not to directly address stuff like that. We hate Brexit would be a terrible song, you know. I mean, maybe the idea behind that song would be nice, but you know what I'm saying. So thank you.
Cancel that song, guys.
We hate your Brexit. We do. We hate your Brexit.
It's done.
It's done. There you go. Exclusive.
Album number one is finished. So what's tonight? What's tonight's live setup going to be? It's going to be the three of you plus your brother, who's down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rhythm section, guitar,
keyboards, bass, drums.
Two vocals,
obviously. It took us a little while to figure out the live show because it started off as a studio project.
Yeah.
And then when we started taking it seriously, we were like, shit, we need to play these songs live. And we didn't think about that when we made the music. So it took a little while to actually figure out how to, you know, translate it onto the live stage. But we got there in the end, and now it's pretty good, I think.
So there you go.
There's an advertisement for tonight. Come and see Harm. It's pretty good.
It's all right. It's not a bad show.
But what I love about the fact that you're using the studio as another instrument is that we live in a time right now where a band can afford a small... a band-owned studio on their own, you know, and so I think you kind of have to work, or have to learn to work with it, because otherwise, at one point in your career, some producer will come up and kind of put samba beats.
Yeah, exactly.
On your music.
I got some sick beats for you, bro.
Ding 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 ding. And there's only one cure for that disease, and it's more cowbell.
Love a cowbell.
So I want to thank you for visiting me. It was great to be talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll meet again because you are working on more material already. Mm-hmm. Do you have a plan already for when to put out more? Do you think about an LP, or is it going to be singles and EPs first?
There's no plan right now. Maybe an EP.
Yes.
Maybe, I think we've released three singles, maybe do one more and then make them into one EP. And then maybe look at doing an LP.
There'll be more to come.
There will be more to come.
Definitely. Yes. Harm, mit Doppel-A. I'm just telling people all over and over again that there's a double A in the middle of Harm. Yeah. So I can find you on Google quicker.
Yeah.
Harm mit Doppel A in der Mitte. Sie spielen heute Abend beim Bergfest, genauso wie Som Partel, das deutsch-australische Projekt. Tickets verlose ich nicht, denn der Eintritt ist frei. Kommt einfach zeitig vorbei in den Fluxbau. Um 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Der Fluxbau ist in der Poolstraße 5. Und wenn der derjenige oder diejenige, die jetzt gerade zuhört, mit den öffentlichen Verkehrsmitteln herkommen will, dann einfach an dem Schlesischen Tor aussteigen. Heute Abend im Bergfest die großartigen Harm und Some Partell. Und Some Partell hören wir uns hier nochmal an mit Sisters Silhouette. Thank you guys. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.